Chapter 1. At the cinema. The Thompsons had gone to visit their married daughter that evening, and instead of staying home alone, I went to the cinema down the road. There was a Western showing, so I bought a ticket and went inside. Then I saw her. She was an usherette. She was small and slim, with long curly hair and amazing deep blue eyes, the kind that go dark at night. And she wore a pretty blue velvet jacket with a matching cap on her head. Her mouth was miserable, as if she was fed up, and I thought, I'd give the world to make her smile. Just like that. I bought a drink so that I could talk to her. "What's the film like?" I asked. "The Killing's amateur," she answered, without looking at me. "But you can sleep through it if you want." I couldn't help laughing. "That's not exactly an advertisement," I said. "Don't let the manager hear you." Then she looked at me. Her blue eyes were still fed up, but there was something in them I'd never seen before. "I'm not paid to advertise," she said. "I'm paid to look pretty and attract you inside." I noticed her perfume. I don't often like perfume. It's usually cheap and disgusting. But this was different. It was like the flowers you can buy in expensive flower shops on the other side of town. And it drove me crazy. She opened the door of the cinema hall, and I went and sat down near the back. Shortly before the lights went out, the girl came down the aisle with ice creams, and I gestured to her. I wanted to speak to her and smell her perfume again. "Have you got a sixpenny ice cream?" I asked. She looked at me as if I was something dead under her feet. But then she recognised me, and the half-smile came back into her eyes, and she gave me the ice cream. "Do you want one too?" I asked. "No thanks," she said. "I know how they make them." The cinema went dark, and I sat there with a huge ice cream looking like a fool. I pushed it into my mouth quickly because I was scared it would drip over my trousers. Then I concentrated on the film. I love westerns, horses and carts rolling over the country, a train full of gold being robbed by bandits, and the heroine in trousers one minute and full evening dress the next. After a while, I smelled her perfume again. I looked around, but I couldn't see where it was coming from. Then I saw her. She was standing in the aisle with her back against the wall. Then she walked down the aisle again. "Concentrate on the film," she said when she passed me. "You're wasting your ticket. Watch the screen." She certainly wasn't like other girls. When the film was over, I walked out slowly, hoping to see her again. But she disappeared. "I'll wait outside," I thought. "She'll go home soon."